Staff Sergeant Robert Bales was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole yesterday in an Army courtroom in Washington State. Sergeant Bales confessed to sneaking off his base in Afghanistan last year and committing a massacre, killing 16 civilians, men, women, and children. CNPR's Martin Costi reports the end of the case offered little comfort to survivors of the massacre, some of whom were in the courtroom to hear the sentence.
Bales' lawyers tried to get him a life sentence with parole. Just the chance of parole, no guarantees, years from now. They based their argument for leniency on the bloody horrors that Bales had witnessed in Iraq. They cited a letter written by a soldier who served with him, which said, quote, "The darkness that had been tugging at him for the last 10 years swallowed him whole." But it wasn't enough to convince the jury. In less than 2 hours, the 6 soldiers handed up their decision. Life, no parole. Bales was ushered out by military police. His elderly mother sat, head down, rocking and weeping. Soon after, on the lawn outside the court, an unusual scene. An Army public affairs officer lining up Afghan villagers for the media.
Hold on a second. He's going to make a statement. Once he's done with his statement, I will call you by organization. All right? Be respectful.
Go ahead, sir.
The 9 Afghans, 6 men and 3 boys, had been flown in to testify. Now, Haji Muhammad Wazir, who lost 6 children in the massacre, gave his opinion of the defense.
They claim he was crazy. He had mental issues. And if he had mental issues, how could he didn't do the same thing to his family or his team members in his own base? He goes, shoots in one village, murders some people, goes back to his base and gets more ammo, and he goes to the next village and kills more people. He's not crazy. He's a murderer.
Wazir and the others expressed their disgust over the fact that Bales had avoided the death penalty.
I'm asking the average Americans right here, if somebody jumps in your house in the middle of the night, kills 11 members of your family, then try to burn them, what sort of punishment would you be passing on that person?
Other Afghans took their turns at the mic. A boy showed the long scars on his leg where he'd been shot by Bales. An older man complained of other abuses by American soldiers, and he demanded that the U.S. stop sending, quote, maniacs to his country. But 2 hours later, away from the cameras, some of that anger had cooled. Escorted by plainclothes security men, the group attended Friday prayers in a tiny mosque with a view of the Olympic Mountains. Sami Yula is the father of a girl who was shot in the head by Bales.
We came here for 2 reasons. One is today is Friday, but also to do extra prayers, just to be thankful for the fact that this guy was sentenced to life imprisonment, and that means he will be spending his life, the rest of his life, in jail.
Yula spent some months in the U.S. last year when his daughter received intensive rehab at a Navy hospital in San Diego. Asked if he ever wonders what kind of a country would produce a man like Bales, he's philosophical.
In a thousand, you know, one could be bad. This guy was bad. A bad apple. In 1,000 apples, there's 1 bad apple. And he was the bad apple from here.
Was Bales evil or disturbed or both? It's not a question Yula feels much need to dwell on. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.